The so-called sharing economy in San Francisco is humming. Part of that is businesses that help you make money off what you've already got. Got a car? Use it like a taxi through companies like Uber and Lyft. Got a house or an apartment? Use VRBO or Airbnb to market your unused rooms to tourists. Fortunes are being made this way. Fast Company magazine declared Airbnb will soon become the world's largest hotel chain without owning a single hotel. On the surface, it might look like a win-win. But where somebody's getting paid, somebody else might be losing out. In the case of tourist rentals, people looking for permanent long-term housing may be the losers. Cities including New York and Austin have recently become more militant in enforcing laws governing this industry. And today we're going to find out how San Francisco is responding. Here's KALW's Ben Trefney.
I'm at the corner of Columbus and Mason in San Francisco's North Beach. I can see Coit Tower off to my left, Alcatraz Islands off behind me, and there's a cable car stop right here. This is a beautiful neighborhood, and it's really popular for tourists, but there's a lot of residents here as well. You can see the apartments going up the hill are stacked side by side, closely together. But there's something different about one of these apartments. There's a couple of lockboxes attached to the gate. That means in this high-density neighborhood, this building here has no permanent residents.
So this is a three-unit building, 1937 Mason Street. And this building is completely rented for tourists as tourist use on the website VRBO.com.
Ted Gullickson is the executive director of the San Francisco Tenants Union.
It's been tourist use for several years now. And the tenants in this building, which included seniors, were Ellis evicted.
Gullickson knows this because for the past 5 years, the tenants union has been closely watching the tourist rental market grow. Between Airbnb and Vacation Rentals by Owner, or VRBO, there are nearly 7,500 rooms and apartments available in San Francisco for short stays.
Yeah, we're actually standing in a hot spot right now down this alley here. That gray, bluish building there is tourist rental, both units. Over that way, there's another one, and I believe the other one is on the next block of Mason here. And North Beach is a really hot spot.
Now, if San Franciscans weren't dealing with a super tight rental market, Gullickson might not care. But the city already has one of the lowest vacancy rates in the country, and Gullickson says conversions like this, they're making it worse.
The underlying problem in San Francisco is the conversion of rent-controlled apartments to other uses, be they condo or tourist, which is taking sorely needed rent control units off the market.
In fact, people who do this are breaking at least three San Francisco laws, including
the apartment conversion law, which says that you cannot rent for less than 30 days. You can't do short-term rentals and convert rent-controlled apartments into tourist use.
Another is the planning code,
which defines hotel use. Also, renting for less than 30 days, it's illegal, but they're getting away with it because nobody's enforcing the laws regulating the tourist conversions.
The city's planning department says it's hard to enforce laws when the market's online. Landlords or subletters can just take listings down temporarily or switch websites. Other city departments are getting involved, too. The tenants union has shared its findings concerning Ellis Act evictions with the city attorney. And hotels have cried foul, saying short-term renters should have to pay the transient occupancy tax, or hotel tax, which is 14% in San Francisco. Unless landlords take it upon themselves to pay that on behalf of their renters, the city may be missing out on as much as $2 million a year.
We support the ability for cities to regulate this industry in the way that they think fits their community.
Carl Shepard co-founded HomeAway, which runs VRBO and other sites that represent more than 890,000 paid listings around the world.
We really do believe that this is a taxable transaction.
But, like Airbnb, HomeAway puts the onus of those taxes on the individual landlords and renters, not on the broker.
We believe the enforcement of local regulations is the responsibility of the local government. So how they want to enforce it is up to them.
In San Francisco, that's not really happening. In 2012, the tax collector's office ruled Airbnb should be collecting and paying the city's hotel tax. The company responded by mailing 1099 forms to its landlords. Meanwhile, its market keeps growing. Airbnb has nearly five times as many rental listings as it did in 2012.
Okay. So this is the master bedroom. It looks out of the bay windows onto the park, and it's a, you know, you can see it used to be a double parlor. Still retains all of the great Victorian moldings and charm.
Sarah Jones is showing me around a flat she owns near Buena Vista Park, looking down on San Francisco's skyline.
And then you walk into the east-facing side of the house, and you get into, you know, the reason why this street is named as it is, because you have wraparound views of the city, can see Oakland, Berkeley Hills, the Bay Bridge.
By the way, Jones isn't her real name. She wanted to keep a low profile. But she made this unit public on Airbnb last fall.
It was right before Hardly Strictly Bluegrass weekend, and within 45 minutes I had my first tenant for that weekend, which was a pretty quick turnaround.
So what did you do before you listed it on Airbnb? I mean, what was happening with this flat?
Nothing. It was just sitting empty for basically 2 months at a time, and then my father-in-law would come and stay for 5 to 10 days.
Jones and her husband moved to the city at the height of the first dot-com boom in 1998, and they joined another family member in buying this Edwardian three-unit building. The couple lives with their three children and two dogs in one unit. They have a long-term tenant in another. In the third, they rent to tourists. While Jones and her husband both work full-time jobs, she says the extra $325 a night from that unit helps them afford to live in the city.
It's really expensive. Food is expensive. Housing is expensive. Everything's expensive. Water's crazy now.
Joan says it's practical. The flat is a place for family to stay when they're in town, but she says she knows there could be a lot more money to be made.
One of the people that I talked to from an Airbnb perspective was someone who has, you know, like 6 apartments that they're leased for in the city.
Meaning he's renting 6 apartments. And he's subletting all of them to tourists.
And they're renting them on Airbnb for maximum income and turnover and that kind of thing.
Is it lucrative?
Very, very much so. I think this person has made a killing on it, honestly.
We asked Airbnb for interviews several times, but they never granted one. They did direct us to studies they commissioned. One concluded there are not enough short-term rentals right now to have a meaningful impact on San Francisco's housing market. The other showed 90% of Airbnb hosts only rent out the home they live in, and on an occasional basis. Of course, that suggests something else is happening with the other 10%.
We know that there are planning, zoning, and rent control rules that are being violated, both by tenants and by landlords and owners of buildings.
David Chu is president of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors.
And there is very little enforcement of these laws. But the fact of the matter is, it has been several decades since our laws have been updated.
So Supervisor Chu has been working on his own legislation for a year now. It would allow people to lease their apartments or rooms on a short-term basis, occasionally, provided they pay appropriate taxes and follow rental ordinances.
When people are making more than rent control prices, then you're starting to impact rent control laws and laws that were put into place to protect tenants and to ensure that people get to live here more permanently.
He says Airbnb has joined him when called for discussions, but
I think it would have been helpful for them to more proactively engage with city governments around the world in dealing with this. And I think they need to be more proactive in working with the city in addressing these issues.
Airbnb is currently being valued around $10 billion. One of its main investors is Ron Conway, who has also contributed hundreds of thousands to Mayor Ed Lee's election campaigns. The company has splashy new digs in the SoMa district and recently hosted a party celebrating its sponsorship of San Francisco StoryCorps, which partners with KALW. StoryCorps founder Dave Isay addressed the crowd and talked about a conversation he'd had with one of Airbnb's founders, Nathan Blacharsik. Blacharsik told him he dreams of the day when he could bring his child into the StoryCorps booth and they'll ask him, "Daddy, what was a hotel?" In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney for Cross Currents.